So let's review. The Gemara in the previous daf discussed the following machloikis. Rabbi Kiva holds Shein the Oisah Shlisha Bachulin, and Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai holds Ain Shein the Oisah Shlisha Bachulin. The Gemara now lists the following Tanoim who agree with Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai. Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Yisi, Rabbi Shuv, Rabbi Lazar, Rabbi Eliezer, Kula Sfir Lahu, the Ain Shein the Oisah Shlisha Bachulin. While not unanimous, it is the consensus of many Tanoim that Chulin cannot become a Shlishi, as we see from the following examples. Remeir did not kalatoin bias mayim medivri seifrim. Rashi explains, kol shu tar min atayra, v'chacham his kiku lovi b'mayim litar. Someone who is merely tamim midrabanan has the status of a sheni. Therefore, metam es hakodesh upois lesa chuma umutra b'chul nu b'maisa divri meir. He is metam kachim two additional degrees up to revi b'kodesh, and is metam truma only one additional degree to a shlisha b'truma. But it does not affect chul nor ma'isa sheni at all, because ain sheni oisa shlisha b'chulin. Rabbi Yisi dim isay laisi l'revi b'truma v'chamisha b'kodesh. Rabbi Yisi clearly agrees, because otherwise he would hold that we can get to a revi b'truma and a chamisha b'kodesh based on his kavuchema in the previous daf. Rabbi Shua, the Gemara cites a mishnah regarding tumas gevia. One who eats oichel and tamein becomes tamei midrabanan. Rabbi Shua Omer, ha'oichel oichel rishon of oichel sheni sheni. One who eats food that is either a rishon or a sheni becomes a sheni. Shlishi, sheni b'kodesh, ve'ein sheni b'truma. One who eats a shlishi becomes a sheni only regard to kachim. Rabbi Shua adds that it is possible for chulin to be a shlishi only, b'chulin shenasu al taras truma, with food that was prepared according to the standards of purity of truma, but ordinary chulin cannot become a shlishi. Rabbi Lazar de Tanya, Rabbi Lazar Omer shloshtan shavin harishin shabakodesh b'shabachulin b'shabatruma. A rishin, whether it is kachim truma chulin, transmits tuma equally. Metame shnayim upoisel echad b'kodesh, metame echad upoisel echad b'truma, upoisel echad b'chulin. It can create a revi b'kodesh, a shlisha b'truma, and a shena b'chulin. Apparently, ein sheni oisah shlishi b'chulin. Rabbi Eliezer de Tanan, Rabbi Eliezer Omer. If someone intentionally defiles a dough from which challah has not yet been separated, Rabbi Lazar maintains that he is obligated to separate challah from another pure dough. However, in order to separate challah from one piece of dough for the other, they must be touching each other, which would render the second dough tummy. The solution is as follows. Noitel kedei challah mi'isa shloi hurma challosa, v'noisen pochas mikebeya be'emtza kedei litel min amukif. He needs to connect the two doughs with a third piece so that the challah he separates from the pure dough will also be effective for the dough that is tamei. Rabbi Eliezer adds in the Braisa that this third piece may even measure kebeya, the minimal amount of food that can transmit tumah. The Gemara assumes that the tamei dough is a rishon, which makes the middle piece a sheni, and the tar dough does not become tamei because ain sheni oisa shlishi b'chulin. The Mishnah Daf Chav Zayin continues. Boy bayoyim darish Rabbi Kiva umadoisim mechutz la'ir, es pa'az kedma alpayim ba'amo. One pasuk says that the Levim were granted an additional 2,000 amas surrounding their cities. Umikaacho amar, mikira ir b'chutz ha'elaf amas aviv. While another pasuk states that they were given 1,000 amas. Iyev shaloy me'elaf amas shekavar nema alpayim amas, v'iyev shaloy me'alpayim amas shekavar nema elaf amas. These pasukim are clearly contradictory. Therefore we must say, elaf amas migrash, v'alpayim amas tchum shabbos. They were given 1,000 amas as empty space to beautify the city. The second pasuk alludes to the boundary of the city regarding Shabbos, which is 2,000 amas. Rabbi Eliezer ben Yosef Yosef Glili Omer, elaf amas migrish v'alpayim amas sodus ukramim. They were indeed given 2,000 amas. However, only 1,000 was left empty, and the remainder may be used for fields and vineyards. The Gemara explains that according to Rabbi Kiva, Tchumen de Iraisa, it is forbidden to travel out of the city boundaries on Shabbos min ha-Torah, as alluded to in this pasuk. However, according to Rabbi Yosef Lili, Tchumen de Rabbanan, this prohibition is only midrabanan, because this pasuk is not referring to Tchumen. The Mishnah continues, Bai b'yayim darsh Rabbi Kiva, Oz yashar Moshe b'nei Yisrael sashira ha-zayis la-shem v'yayimru lemar, she'in tamalayim lemar, u'ma tamalayim lemar. The pasuk says that Moshe sang the Shira and adds the word lemer, implying that the words were said for others to repeat. Melamitra Yisrael einin Shira acharav shel Moshe, al kol dava v'dava kakarin es ha-halal, l'kach nemer lemer. The Yidden said the Shira in the manner that Halal is recited. The Gemara explains, "Kegadol hamakris ahal." V'hein oidin acharav Rashi prakim. Moshe said the Shira, and they responded by saying Haleluka because lemer amilsa kamaisa. The word lemer refers to them repeating the first phrase. The Gemara brings a second opinion. Rabbi Eliezer ben Ish Rabbi Yisak Lili Oimer kikotin hamakris ahal. V'hein oidin acharav kol mashu Oimer. Moshe said the Shira, and they repeated every phrase after him. Because lemer akol milsa milsa, the word lemer refers to them repeating every phrase. The Mishnah records a third opinion. The Gemara explains, Moshe began the Shira, and the rest was said together in unison, as Rashi explains, they were all divinely inspired to sing the exact same words. Rav Nechemi interprets the pasuk by Yemru, the Amr Kulu Bahadeh Hadadi. Lamer, the pasuk Moshe Bereisha. The word Lamer indicates that Moshe began the Shira alone. However, the word Vayemru indicates that they said the rest of the Shira together. The Mishnah continues, Bayi Vayem Darsha Bishu Ben Horkinus. Loi Ovar Iyev Es HaKadosh Baruch Hu El Mahava. Shenem Ahen Yiktulu Niloi Yachil. Iyev served Hashem only out of love, as the pasuk says, were he to kill me, I would still yearn for him. Madain had of a shakol loy ani mitzapa oy eini mitzapa. Tamalim ad egva loy aser tumasi mimeni melam mitchemahava asa. The pasuk is still unclear because, as the Gemara explains, hi loy mash mahachi mash mahachi. Although the word loy, when spelled with an aleph, usually means no, and when spelled with a vav, usually means to him, they're occasionally interchangeable, and so we might interpret the pasuk as saying that I will not yearn for him. Therefore, the Mishnah brings an additional pasuk where Eve states clearly that he will always be close to Hashem. The Mishnah concludes, Amr Bishua, Mi gala offer me necher b'yachem et zakai, shayisa derish kol yemecha shla over Eve es amakim elim yira. B'yachem et zakai maintains that Eve served Hashem only out of fear. Shenem ish tam v'yash yirei elikim v'sar mira. For the pasuk refers to him as a yirei elikim, one who fears Hashem. V'alo yeshua tam mitamitcha, lamed shemehava asa. This stands in contrast to Rabbi Yeshua, who understood that Eve served Hashem out of love. The Gemara explains that the pasuk refers to Avraham Avinu as a Yirei Elikim as well. Since it is clear that he served Hashem out of love, as the pasuk testifies, Avraham Oyavi, Avraham my beloved, despite the appellation Yirei Elikim, so too Eve served Hashem with love. The Gemara explains that one who serves Hashem out of love receives a greater reward than one who serves out of fear. God lo isim ahava, yisim no isim yira. The merit of one who serves from fear lasts for 1,000 generations, while the merit of one who serves from love lasts 2,000 generations. Hanulach Kishem Shahamayim, we have Baruch Hashem completed the fifth parak of Masechta Saita, and we continue with the sixth parak, Mishakina, in the next review, Be'ezras Hashem.